Chulin Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin. The last few Mishnayis of this Perek that's dealing with Dine Tumah V'Tahara deal with the Chalokim of a Bosor, a Chelik of an animal which is detached. At what point does it have a Din of Tumah Al Tz'eva Min Achai? Ho'eva V'Abosam Duldolim Ba'Behemo. The Behemo was injured, or somebody cut off part of a limb. And the limb is cut off mostly from the behemoth. It's medudal, it's hanging. It's hanging by the skin. Mitam tumas oichlin. Even though they're still bim koimom, and they're not completely off, but the mitam tumas oichlin, we see it as basar. The chiddush over here, of course, is that even though it's nechtach beruboy, it's only hanging, it's medudal, we don't see it as an Eva Menachai, so it doesn't have Tumas Nevela. All it has is, if it's Chishev to take off that piece of the animal and throw it to a, give it to a guy, or if the animal dies, before the limb was ripped off, the animal dies, that Chelik that was Meduldul Bechayev, the animal was injured. Part of the limb was cut off, and then was hanging, and then the animal died, so we don't see it as an Eva Menachai. A guy could eat it. So as soon as he was chishev lahachel legoy, so then it's already considered oichel, and it's metam tumas oichel. However, utzrichim hechshem, the din of all tumas oichel, is that it has to be something which was huchshar be'echad mishiva mashka be'echad mishiva liquids that are machshel lekabel tumah yad shoch adam. This whole idea is the subject of one of the smaller masechtos at the end of Tirus, called Machshirin, that peiros that are mekabel tumah or any oichel that's mekabel tumah has to be hukshar by touching one of the seven mashkois. The pasuk says over there in the parasha of Tumas Sheretz, mikol oichel asher yochel asher yovel lev mayim. The mayim is lav dafka mayim. The bavust rosh teves yad shoch adam is Yain, Dvash, Shin is Shemen, the Ches is Cholov, the Tes is Tau, and the last one is Dam, and of course Mayim. So it has to have that Hechshu L'Kabel Tumah, that's Veloshon Chazal, Hechshu L'Kabel Tumah. Nishchato behema, when the behema is shechted, so then the dam, even the chalokim of the bosa that weren't touched by the dam, are considered all huksha ide the dam, huksha b'damei divrei meir. He learns out that the dam hashchita is machshir, the whole behema. That itself is not the chiddush over here. This we had in the Mishnah earlier in Perek Beis, that there's already a machloikas tanoim where the dam shchita is machshel lekabel tumah, and over there also we have the shchitas divrei Reb Meir. The Mishnah then says by us Reb Shimon noim lo hukshu, the dam of the shchita is not machshel. The knech over here that's nischadish is a word that's called in the Gemara shchita oisen nipul. That means like this: we're talking over here behemshcha the case of eiver v'vasa medudolim, so it does not have a din of being mutter to eat because it's medudol. So it's not hukshar in the shkita. The Gemara says that the emes is for the shkita itself to be matir, that Avraham Adudl. This is also something which was yotza from its place. It's hanging from the animal. And there's another one of the cases that's under the umbrella of Ubosu Basod Betrevelois Echelu. We had Sereli by Chulin Bazoro. Maybe it goes under the setting Trefus, of course. And also by an Eiver that was Yotza Mimei HaBehema, and then the Behema was Shechted, it's Mate the Ben Pakur, we had in Perek Behema HaMakasha. So this will be another example. Eiver HaMadudl is not Bechal the Shechita, it's considered Ubosa Basoda, it's like a Trefa. But Lamaisa, we don't say that the Shechting of the animal knocks off the Eiver. We don't say Misa Oisa Nipul, like a kilo, it's falling off the animal, and we would look at it then as if it's and then save Machai. We don't say that. And then the shadow is only whether it's Makabal Tumasach, and that's totally whether it's Tukhshub Damel. More than that, L'chayro, what the din of Ein Shechita Oisin Nipul defines is that when the animal is actually shechted, then it's nichlal, the shchita is koilal, also the eivra hamedodl, and we say that therefore it's not eivra menachai, because it's nichlal the shchita, didn't die by itself. And then look at the next piece of the Mishnah, meso abehema, let's say the animal died naturally. Habosat tzorech hechsher, the meat that was hanging off the animal, bosa that's yoytzim menachai, if there's a hunk of meat that gets chopped off a cow, b'chayov. So it's bosom and achai. It's not metame. It's osa to eat, but it's not metame. So lemaisa, which tumor would it have? Only tumas oichlin. Then habosa tzorech hechshel. Like any oichl needs hechshel to kabel tumor. Ober, the misa, the natural death of the animal, would render, we would say that we look at the aver that was meduldul as something that dies by itself. Since it died naturally, so the natural death, we have to see the aver in its natural state. Now that it was meduldul, so we see it as dying onto its own. On aver hameduldul, we see that misa is a nipul. Shchita is something else from the outside, so we see the shchita as superseding the misa of the aver, even though it's meduldul, and the shchita is kind of the whole aver. That's the idea over here behind this distinction. So memela, the aver will be mitam b'shum aver menachai ve'ena mitam b'shum aver nevela. We don't see it as an aver nevela. Now, the truth of the matter is, there should be no difference. Because both an aver nevela, part of a dead animal that died onto its own, chop off a limb, it's mitam b'tumas nevela. An aver menachai is also mitam b'tumas nevela. So what's the difference? What is the Mishnah saying? The nafkemina, the Gemara moshul zois legabi the following. Let's say the animal was hit by a car, for example, and a leg was hit, was in the direct crash, and there's a leg that's meduldul. Now the animal died. From the impact, the animal died a minute later. That aver we see as dying onto its own, and we see it as aver menachai. We don't see it as aver of a nevela. That limb, since it's mitam mishum aver menachai, it has to be mitama as an aver. Let's say a chatichas basa was then detached from that limb, that severed limb, almost severed limb, it was meduldul, and it touches something. It's not basa menanevela. Aver menachai is only mitama as an aver. Basa that's nitlash from the aver is not part of the aver anymore. Mashiach, if it was a nevela, it doesn't have to be mitama in aver form. Even a piece of basa that detached itself from the nevela, from the whole animal, the carcass of the animal, would be mitame. So that's a major nafkamina. All this is the shita divrei Reb Meir. Reb Shimon mitaher. The Rav brings that according to Reb Shimon, he dashens the pasuk of oichel that's mitame, mikol oichel ashe yeochel, which means only oichel shati yochel achile lenochri behete kori oichel, and it's mitame tumas leichon. Again, we're talking about the bosor that's pirish from the aver. So it's not mitame mishum aver menachai, but it could be mitame lechoira, mishum bosor menachai. So it should need heksher. When it's huksha, then it gives off tumas oichlin. Zokt Reb Shimon nein. Since lamaisa, a guy can't eat the bosor, because if it's aver menachai, at least now when the basa came off, it's not mitame alts eva menachai, but it is also alts basa menachai. Lamaisa, even a guy is not allowed to eat basa menachai. A guy is not allowed to hack off a slab of meat off a live animal and make a sandwich. It's basa menachai. So also the basa that's perished from the eva menachai is now basa menachai. If it's also, then it doesn't have a shame oichel legabi huksha lekabel tuma. It doesn't have tumas nevela, and it also doesn't have tumas oichel. That's Reb Shimon's chiddush. Mishnah Ches, ha'eva v'abosam dudolim ba'odom tohirin. We're talking here about Tumas Odom, which is not really the subject of our Masechta, but Agav. So the same idea when a person was in an injury, and there's an eva and a bosom that's medudl, tohirin. It doesn't have a din of an eva shapirish me'odom, which is mitama Tumas Meis. Meis ha'odom, so when the person dies, the eva, the hamedudl, is considered as dying onto its own. And then it's considered as if it detached itself before the person passed away. The eva was a dover b'fnei atzmoi. So habosa tohor, because then it would have a din of bosor minachai. If we say misa oisa nipul, then we see the eva as being Eiver Minachai. Legabi, a person is Metame. But the Bosa that was Pirish is Bosa Minachai. However, Metame Meshum Eiver Minachai, the Bosa was Tahor. The Eiver is Metame Meshum Eiver Minachai, because that's always the din of an Eiver that's Pirish from a person. B'chayov. Bosa that would, Lamashal, let's say they took off a piece of meat off a person for whatever reason, any surgical procedure. That bosa is not metame. But an eiver that came off, they have to amputate Rachmanis on a limb of a yid, it's metame tumas meis. Ve'enim metame mishum eiver mena meis, divrei Reb Meir. It's eiver mena chai, but it's not eiver mena meis. What's an afkamina? Eiver mena chai is metame tumas oil, tumas meis. But the bosa that's pirish from the Eiver Menachai is not Metame, like we spoke out in the previous Mishnah. Masha Enken, by a dead body, a regular dead body, a Kazai's bosa, is Metame b'maga b'masav oil. And so these are all halachs and mesechus oilers. The Gemara speaks this all out on Dav Kuf Chav Tes. Here as well, we have Reb Shimon is Metayer. Why is that? Explains the Rav that he holds the same way Eiver Menachai, the bosa that's perished mimenu, or the etzem that's perished from the Eiver, is Tohor. Also by an Eiver Menameis, we don't look at the bosa that's perished mimenu as a Dova HaMetame by itself. We see it as something that doesn't have Tumas Meis.